Wisconsin is one of 19 states challenging the Trump administration in court over a decision that would divert nearly $4 billion from the Defense Department to a southern border wall. Governor Tony Evers announced yesterday that he has authorized Attorney General Josh Call to proceed with a legal challenge. In a release, the governor said that the move is a waste of taxpayer dollars and could impact jobs in the state. Our next guest has been following the news and joins us to give us the latest. Riley Vedderkind is a government and politics reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. Riley, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Lay out the basics here. What is the governor authorizing Attorney General Call to do with this lawsuit?
So the governor has authorized the Attorney General, Democrat Josh Hall, to join a lawsuit with 18 other states, led by California, suing President Trump and the federal government for basically shifting billions of dollars from the military to construct a border wall or to expand the border wall on the border between the U.S. and Mexico. They've taken issue with this because the money, it's around $3.8 billion, $10 billion total, but they're focused on the $3.8 billion here. Some of that money would end up impacting Wisconsin businesses, specifically Oshkosh Corporation or Oshkosh Defense, which is a big producer of military vehicles. And they're saying that because the money is diverting a lot of funds from projects that the National Guard is working on, it would end up diverting around $101 million in funds that the National Guard was set to spend on these heavy expanded mobile tactical trucks, is what they're called, that this company produces. And so Call and Evers are worried that that might end up really affecting jobs in the Oshkosh area and across the state.
And as part of the lawsuit, and that's the harm that Wisconsin and other states are seeing, they're also challenging this on a constitutional basis, right, saying that Congress hadn't authorized the money to be spent this way?
Exactly. Yep. This is kind of a continuation, actually, from another lawsuit. I mean, it is separate, but it kind of uses the same thinking. The plaintiffs in the case are saying that that it really is Congress's responsibility to have control over the purse and to determine what gets spent on which projects. And they're saying that the president is unconstitutionally directing where funds should be spent. And so they do consider it an unconstitutional violation of Congress's appropriation power. Josh Call and the governor entered into a lawsuit not too long after taking office back in 2019 along similar grounds, saying that the president's emergency declaration in order to transfer military funds for the border wall was also unconstitutional, that the entire emergency declaration was unconstitutional as well, and that it didn't even constitute an emergency. Obviously, the president's administration pushed back against that thinking, but this is kind of a continuation of what we've been seeing from Democratic legal minds over the past year or so.
Talking to Riley Vedderkind from the Wisconsin State Journal, looking at Wisconsin joining a lawsuit against the federal government over money being diverted from military spending to the border wall. Riley, you talked about the impact on businesses around the country here in Wisconsin in particular. I know the Attorney General of California, who's leading the suit, also said, in effect, National Guard units around the country will be hurt by this because that's what some of these projects would go toward, funding for equipment for National Guard units. Has that been a concern here in Wisconsin?
Yes, actually. I mean, I think the primary concern here is due to the procurement for military vehicles. But the lawsuit also states that the diversion of funds to the border wall threatens around $97 million in military construction projects in funding for military construction projects located in Wisconsin. So that could push back scheduled maintenance and repairs. I mean, this also comes as, I think it was back in September, the Department of Defense had announced that it was at least considering diverting around $8 million from a project at Truax Field here in Madison for a arms range. I don't believe they have reached a final conclusion on whether or not they're going to be withholding that funding, but it certainly had an impact. I think they were also looking at potentially diverting, I think it was around $23 million from the field in near Tomah at Fort McCoy. That was supposed to be very unlikely, and I haven't heard that they've gone forward with that. But, you know, a lot of funding at these bases has come under scrutiny from the Defense Department as it looks for ways to fulfill the president's emergency declaration order.
If I'm a group of states and I'm suing the president over something like this, what's the venue? Where does this enter the court system?
This is in federal court. It was led by California, so it has been entered into the district, Northern District for California. There, you know, there is a slight possibility that these lawsuits, including the one that that Josh Call entered into yesterday, and as well as the one that California led and Wisconsin joined last year, could be consolidated, just because judges often take similar issues and try to deal with them in one fell swoop. But, you know, that's just a possibility. But currently this is a district court in California, and, you know, it's probably likely to be appealed, as most of these issues are.
And Riley, what's the timeline for this actually hitting the court?
Well, we'll have to see. I wish I could give a better answer for you, but it's really up to the judge in this case as to how quickly things will move.
Riley, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks so much.
That's Riley Vedderkin, government and politics reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. He joined us today to talk about Wisconsin's decision to join a multi-state lawsuit against the Trump administration. That suit challenges the decision by the administration that would divert funds from the defense budget to fund construction of a wall along the U.S. southern border. Wisconsin now part of that lawsuit, as we heard, over concerns in part about jobs and the National Guard here in the state. You can share your reactions and find more over at WPR.org/news. You can also tweet us at Central Time WPR.